That was Ice Cream by Battles off the new album Gloss Drop, featuring the vocal stylings of Matias Aguayo. And this is episode 34 of Pleasing to Your Ears. A little bit late, but no worse for the wear. How are you guys? Good. Battles is a personal favorite of mine, and I think has been featured in previous episodes of the podcast. You might remember songs like Tonto or Lion Decker off the album Mirrored. At that point in time, it's hard to kind of classify what is going on with a band like Battles. I guess they're definitely part of the math rock genre in the sense that there's like a precision or angularity to the rhythms and instrumentations in the music. It's not just straight ahead rock, but there was always, you know, in the past too, with their previous vocalist Tyonde Braxton, there's obviously a lot of heavily sampled and processed lyrics, but with this new album Gloss Drop, they've parted ways with Braxton, and so the album features a lot of really interesting vocal you know, guest spots and performances. So I think last week it was the featured album on the web component of the podcast, pleasingtoyourears.com. So if like for this episode, the podcast ends up being a little bit late and you're jonesing for new music suggestions, for whatever reason, I would encourage you to go there and check them out. In the meantime, more music. Enough talking. This is from the superior, self-titled debut from Cults, Bad Things.
Broke the mold, I fell apart and combed my hair. dust and ash. A landfill mecca for burnouts and listless adolescent sour mash.
Was Headache by Frank Black. Before that, from last year's album Astro Coast by Surfer Blood, Catholic Pagans, and then we started things with Bad Things. Redundant from Cults. From the album Cults, also redundant. Go buy that Cults album right now. It is super, 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 super good. And it and if you've been enjoying the sort of like through line of the last few episodes and somehow were privy to my playlist of the last couple of years, you'd notice a theme of this kind of sort of sunny poppy 60s garage rock revivalism, and Cults have that in spades. We'll be hearing more from them later in this episode. So, in the meantime, if you're near an internet connection or you're listening to this on a wireless device, you could have that album. You could be the owner of it by the end of this episode, and I would highly suggest you do that. Surfer Blood, it's an older album, the Astro Coast, but it's one of those songs that I'm just trying to burn off. I have a pretty long playlist from the time that I wasn't podcasting, and I'm just trying to get through that stuff. So there you go. So guys, and the past couple of episodes I've been talking about new features in this second round, this second wind of pleasing to your ears. But in addition to just features, I think it would be really interesting to have like a sort of curatorial aspect to the podcast. So like I did a sprinkling of it in the past, but like really take on the idea of themed episodes. So like a week or two ago, the timeline is hazy for me. I don't have the best short or long-term memory, but yeah, so roughly a couple of weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, I thought it would be great. I've always wanted to play D&D, but I never really had the opportunity. So there was a confluence of two different events. I joined two New York area meetup groups that are focused on Dungeons and Dragons, another sort of turn-based tabletop role-playing games. And I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that once I'm able to make sense of the rather exhaustive set of rules and regulations that one has to follow just to show up and hang out with a bunch of middle-aged nerds and play these games. I'm sure I'll tell you more about it. But then I wanted to make like a themed podcast that was like the perfect music, like a D&D themed episode essentially. And I've yet to decide exactly what that means. If that means it's music that is evocative of the spirit of Dungeons and Dragons and fantasy, the fantasy genre in general, or if it's specifically music to play to. I think it's the former. However, I've unearthed so much music that I think I would like to include in one of those themed episodes that it might end up being the latter two. We're talking about a multi-parter. And I'm thinking we'll be listening to that for episode 35. In the meantime, while doing my research and listening to a lot of sort of drone and doom metal, I came across this next song from a Quebecois French-Canadian singer under the sort of nom de plume or nom de song. How do you say song in French? Write me. Visit pleasingtoyourears.com if you know the French word for song. So I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but if you want correct spelling and complete with, weird accent marks and what have you, visit the website. In the meantime, this is Aéroport Evolution by Opon. Enjoy it. Thank you.
C'est une course de chevaux.
That was Milkman from the album by EMA, Past Life Murdered Saints. And before that, Courses is the album, Au Pont is the performance name, and Aeroport Evolution is the song title. So if you want links to buy that music, or if you just want to know what the song is actually called, because you can't put up with my my unfortunate pronunciation or the low quality of microphone that I'm using ad hoc to perform this episode, then go to pleasingtoyours.com for more information. Oh, this next one I am so excited about, because it's been like 3 or 4 years. Was it 2007 or 2008 when Spank Rock and his album, the Armani Triple Exchange produced album, Yo-Yo, I think 6 yos, or was it 5 yos? Came out. It was amazing. I know I played it here. I would encourage you to go check that out if you've never heard it before. It's great. That album featured one of my favorite lyrics of all time. It's "Honey, honey, see me behind my Game Boy. I got Game Girl. It comes easy." So good. This is the lead single off the upcoming Spank Rock sophomore effort. That should be coming out by the end of the summer. The song is Energy. The album is Everything is Boring and Everyone is a Fucking Liar. The track is produced by Noise Boys. It's good. You're welcome.
Running out, lights are burning cold. How long will they sleep? My hands are getting old. The teenagers with their thin lips are swinging out the door. And with my thinning lips, I get the hunger for.
same time, I'm not any sort of slow. You're my plaything, you're my plaything, you're my plaything. Yeah, I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering what you think. You're my plaything, you're my plaything, you're my plaything.
Yeah.
That was the Hellcat Spangled Sha La 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 from the new album by the Arctic Monkeys, Suck It and See. That's their fourth album now, right? Yeah. Anyway, before that, Plaything from Wild Beasts off the album Smother. Super good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And then the lead single on the as of yet unreleased Spank Rock album out at the end of the summer. Everything is boring and everybody is a fucking liar. Truer words were never spoken. So now that you've been lulled into a sense of mild paranoia from Spank Rock and that sort of Kenna-infused song, or Kenna, reminiscent of Kenna, and the Wild Beasts, and then sort of soothed with a jangling and somewhat unsatisfying song from the new Arctic Monkeys album, let's shake all of those cold, creeping feelings loose, shall we? And remind ourselves what serotonin coursing through our bodies feels like. This is Nose Art from Flying Lotus. I'm
Confidence and ignorance approve me. Define my day today. I've tried so hard to shut it down, lock it up, and gently walk away. Appetites and impulses confuse me. Decide my day today. Now my body says it's over. Shaking hands move to tear my face away. And when the night comes, I'm fiending like a pyro. And I know it stables my survival when there's music all around me. And I haven't got a single word to say. And then the light shines, it's gleaming like a bottle. And Lord knows I tackle it full throttle. May I illuminate the nameless, faceless saints of these odd and open graves.
Second song from TV on the Radio off the album 99 Types of Light, and before that another cut from the self-titled album from the Cults. That was Go Outside. I told you it was good. If you would have listened to me 50 plus minutes ago, you would have owned it by now, but it's not too late. You know what to do. And then we began things with Nose Art from Cosmogramma by Flying Lotus. You know, an excellent example of high BPM dubstep. before I play the next block of music, I just wanted to bring to your attention one other potential proposed feature, one that gives you a significant opportunity, in my opinion, to participate in a way that, you know, beyond just sort of suggesting music or telling your friends about the podcast. So next week, themed episode. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have the first supplemental episode dedicated to refining that perfect mixtape for listener Chris. But I also want to tease another potential feature, and if you're interested, there's a couple of people already kind of in the tank, so to speak, for it. But if you're interested in lending your own advice to this feature, by all means, you can get in touch with me via pleasingtoyourears.com. But this feature is basically listener correspondence. So rather than, you know, having to carry the weight of co-hosting an episode, I'm giving you the chance to basically suggest a single song. And there's sort of it's like a roving correspondence, which means that every once in a while, you know, if you are amenable to the idea, I'll call on you to suggest a song from your specific area of expertise. Everybody sort of has some dark, damp niche of the musical landscape that they're an expert in. So what you basically need to do is figure out what that is for you, and then you will be the podcast's representative for that particular genre or subgenre or strange instrumental freak show. So as an example, my friend Reagan, who I met in college, lived with for a while whenever we both moved to New York, she has a musical taste that is it's diverse, but she would agree with me that she has a particular fondness for like slightly crunchy aggro white guy rock bands from like the mid to late 90s. For example, she last week just went to see a show on the Soundgarden reunion tour, cash grab, and then also has tickets to see Incubus, which, yeah, nobody knew that Incubus was even together. I think members of Incubus didn't know that they were together, but Reagan does. So next week we're going to debut this feature, but the best part of it that I haven't mentioned to you yet is that in addition to getting to be a roving correspondent and sort of share with a limited audience your expertise in music, you also get your own jingle. Reagan, tell us what white guys in the mid-90s are listening to. I think it goes without saying that no production expense will be spared in the recording of those jingles. So if you're interested, pleasingtoyourears.com, please get in touch. In the meantime, next week, look forward to the unveiling of Reagan's roving correspondence spot in the feature, Reagan, tell us what white guys in the mid-90s are listening to. But until then, this is what you guys are listening to right now. This is Rush Job from Gold Panda. That was Fugu from Simeon Mobile Disco, sorry. And before that, Rush Job from Gold Panda off the album Lucky Shiner. And this episode is drawing to a close. Lots to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. I do want to, well in advance, let you know that I am going to be out of the country for a good portion of the month of August. But we'll try to get something, you know, in the bag, so to speak, to kind of finesse that transition as opposed to just dropping out of sight or out of sound until my return. So, you know, in closing, the usual business, thanks for listening. You know, if you're telling your friends about the show, thanks for that. If you want to ease or, you know, fill your podcast listening experience with a greater ease and sense of facility, then I encourage you, if you're not already doing so, to subscribe to it via iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at PTYE Podcast, or follow us on, or I'm sorry, like us on Facebook. Ugh. God, what an insufferable verb. This is weird. It's weird to say, like, please like us. Plus one, I think, is a much more appropriate distinction to make, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, all of that information available, pleasingtoyourears.com. That's the website. In addition to all of that kind of information and all those social networks, which are basically just me giving you other little dribs and drabs of stuff that you might want to check out, as well as the twice a month announcement of a new episode being available. There's also playlists, other album, music, video, book, and song recommendations. And it looks good, so what more could you ask for? This final track is it's fan-fucking-tastic, and is a delight. Its misogyny is is an absolute delight. It's a much talked about and lauded mixtape from The Weeknd called House of Balloons, and if you've read anything about it, it's all totally deserved and justified. You should go and get a copy of it. You won't regret it. So until next time, enjoy. It's been nice. This is The Morning by The Weeknd from House of Balloons.
Seven, sky's getting cold. You're flying from the north. You're rocking with our city like a sold out show. A house full of pros that specialize in the hoeing. Make that money rain as they taking off their clothes. Order plane tickets. Cali is the mission. Visit every month like I'm split life living. Let the world listen if I hate his card slipping, then my nigga stay tight. Got my back like Pippin, fast life gripping. Yeah, we still tipping. Codeine cups paint a picture so vivid. Face try to mimic. Get girls timid, but behind closed doors, they get poor so rigid. Through the pain, I push it for the pleasure like a virgin to the game, a virgin to that money, a virgin to the fame. So this my only chance, and when I'm over, only pray that I flow from the bottom, closer to the top. The higher that I climb, the harder I'ma drive. These pussy ass niggas tryna hold on to their credit, so I tell them use a debit. Watch they image start to listen. I want them like discretion. Why these niggas testing? Always fucking twisting. Why these niggas testing? Shit that I got them on. Straight bar, hop into the music of the ambiance. Get shit popping. Zombies of the 90s. Niggas ain't talking if they hyping to the crew. Get it in like pockets. Downtown loving. When the moon coming. Only place to find bass heads and hearts. Seeing in the morning, too damn raw. Ain't no nigga worth her holding. Ain't no nigga that she holding. Man, her love is too damn foreign. Look at all that money. The money is the money. Is all that money. The money she be funding. She be girl put in work. Girl, girl put in work. Girl put in work. Girl, girl put in work.